First thing, our belief in the scripture is that we get lost. Without plentiful of loss, that is why that for us so too much builds a loss. Without plentiful of loss and the loss that we have in the scripture, so plentiful, but we are not implementing them. And because our lack of will and courage to implement the existing laws, it made it appear as though the existing laws are out of weak or no resistance. That is why you have to say that kill rapists, for instance, because we're not prosecuting people. First thing, be a senator and a legislator for 15 years from an assembly to the day when the holy trauma fallacy, they have had no courage to implement or talk about the statutory great law. Thomas Farakoli, a representative from Nigeria, was accused of tampering with a 13-year-old child. The existing law on rape, statutory rape, is once you are 18 years, less than 18 years old, even if you agree for someone to have sex with you, it is rape. First thing, what we need to do is, when you have these children, bearing children, anybody below 17, go to the hospital.
So now the laws are there.
I give you how many
folks are there. Let's see how.
I give you the protocol. If a 17-year-old child or below 18-year-old child pregnant, go to the hospital for delivery. Find a father, like, grabbing for sanitary risk because that child is below 18. And a 13-year-old child was sent to have given birth. By a lawmaker, allegedly. Now they didn't go to investigate, so that matter is still left untouched. The children who are under 18 in this country should be protected under the law. And the way to see about sexual-based, gender-based violence and all this stuff is simple. Let the law be blurred. When the law starts to see that it's very disconnected, the law should be about what is right and now who is involved.
Yeah.